Val Chalkross, the Labour London Assembly member for Lambeth and Southwark. You're here at London Bridge Station with campaigners who've been trying to raise awareness of the end of the South London line, the inner South London line, which runs from London Bridge to Victoria. Why is this the last day of the South London line?
Yes, well, the Southwark Rail Users Group, the people I'm here with today, we've been campaigning for about 4 years now to stop this service being taken away. It's ending this weekend because the money that is used to run this service is going to be moved to fund the new East London Line Phase 2. So the new overground service that will go through Denmark Hill towards Clapham Junction is going to be funded using the money that used to run this particular service. And it's a great loss. There's no technical reason why we couldn't have kept both services.
And we're told that it's because there isn't room here at London Bridge during the rebuilding of the station. We're about to see work start in earnest on the huge changes here at London Bridge. Are you convinced by Network Rail's arguments?
Well, you know, that is a little bit of a misleading piece of information there, because yes, it's true that there will be a temporary loss of platforms here at London Bridge during the works, but the plan originally was, we were all told, that the South London line would be diverted and not killed off. So the original proposal was to run a service from Bellingham in Lewisham up through Denmark Hill into Victoria. So, you know, and that would have been a really, really useful service. The hospitals are saying it would have been great to actually have had that extra link down to Lewisham. So they've used the technical issue of there being not enough platforms here, which is a short-term issue, to permanently kill off a service that people do use and value. And there were a number of different alternative options put forward. I mean, the cheapest option would have been to actually stop some of the existing Kent services at some of our local stations. And we've tried both transport ministers and both have turned that down on the grounds that it would disadvantage long-distance Kent traffic, and I just think that's rubbish, really.
And a lot of stations will, and passengers will gain from the new overground link, which will open up new opportunities, but some stations will lose their direct services into central London to both London Bridge and London and Victoria. What kind of difference will that make to people, you think?
Yeah, I think that's the problem, that, you know, everybody supports the new overground service, but they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You know, they're funding an orbital, an east-west service, by taking away links into central London. And the difficulty people have around what I would call, you know, inner London, the inner London donut, is that by the time most long-distance services get here, they're full. And the beauty of the South London line was that it started, it ran through and it ended within inner London, and it provided a service for the population in this area. It's going to cause great inconvenience to people, in particular if you have to change now at Peckham Rye. That is a very disability inaccessible station, and you know, there will be some people finding that they're going to have to backtrack.